But I think it's flattering as well, to a certain degree, that players are being linked with other clubs. We had a bid received from Rangers, but we haven't accepted it or declined it this morning in time. We were speaking to Joe to get an opinion on what he maybe wants to do and basically try and get it concluded one way or the other. That's not to say that we don't have to sell. Sometimes you have to give the player the opportunity to see what he wants to do. You know what I mean? Sometimes that's unfair if you decline it, if he wants to go. So there's talks going on between Joe, myself, representatives, etc. But ultimately, we're in a position where we don't have to sell. We don't have to sell players to finance other decisions. We've got a player who's under contract for 2 more years. Ultimately, it might boil down to if Joe wants to leave or not.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it now his decision if he comes to you, knocks on your door and says, I want to go?
Well, we could categorically decline the bid. And if Joe comes round, you might then have an unhappy player and say, well, I wanted to go. So it's only fair sometimes to speak to players and see what their opinion on things are. We've done that with Joe. We've not accepted or declined the offer from Rangers. We've told them where we are with the situation. We've spoken to the player. So it really boils down to what Joe Garner wants to do. We want to keep him. We don't have to sell him. But we've been fair to the player, as we would any other player, that when something comes up. I think we're honest as a football club, very open with players, that if anything comes along, we keep them informed and tell them, because I think it's the right way to treat people. I would like to have it nipped in the bud, preferably by today. Sometime I'm preparing for a game on Tuesday night, and I need to know, is it going to include Joe Garner in the squad? Is it not? So I think for everybody's point of view, it needs to be sort of put to bed one way or another. And I'm pretty sure that maybe by the end of today that we'll be a bit clear on where things are going to be going.